Hello, radio listeners. This is Alexis Baum, otherwise known as AB of AB Sees You, the show that sees people for who they are, wherever they are, and shines a little audio spotlight on their story. And today, in this beautiful Friday afternoon, AB sees who?
Hi, my name is Dan, and I am the husband of Perry Sound artist Jessica Vergeer.
Is that what you're known as, Jessica's husband?
I am known as Jessica's husband, so I call myself the business end of the operation here.
Okay, that's good to know, because I did not even suspect a thing. I came into here because I've heard so much about her art,
okay.
And I live in an artsy town. I love art. My partner loves her art, and so, as you know, I was here to maybe surprise him with a little piece of something. We're working on it together. Yeah. We're doing some detective work. But then I didn't even think to ask your relation until much later. And you're like, oh, yes, I'm the husband.
Yes.
It's not so you said this is where we go. So what painting were we talking about when you said that? This is
Granite Island Windswept. Yeah.
Okay. So What's the story of Granite Island Windswept?
So Granite Island is a spot, is an island that belongs to customers of ours. And so they bought this island a number of years ago, and it had a really old cottage on it.
Mm.
And so they invited us to stay at the cottage in September, kind of like after family had gone away. And so we had an opportunity to spend time out there, and the 2 weeks that we spent out there were like completely stunning, like crazy Georgian Bay sunsets and just insane weather. And so like really, really, really great opportunity for like material for Jessica to paint. We spent the 2 weeks out there. In the meantime, they have since knocked down that cottage and built a glorious, beautiful, big cottage that looks out into the open water of Georgian Bay.
Okay.
And so that's kind of how we ended up there.
Mark is actually calling right now. He probably knows we're talking about him, but I'm going to put him on Do Not Disturb for 1 second because I'm not going to interrupt this. He's going to hate me for this.
Poor guy. Poor guy.
So tell me, how did Jessica get started painting?
So we moved. So I met Jessica in the city in Toronto in 2003 and very quickly fell madly in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
And got this idea in my head that I was going to move up north to a cottage and convinced her to come with me. So 6 months into our relationship, we moved up here into a place on a little lake.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought she was coming for a summer. And we have been here for 22 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we have two boys and everything is very well integrated, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
Business, family.
Exactly.
Everything.
So
lots of togetherness.
How long has she been painting?
She's been painting for... So she started painting when she moved up here. Her background was originally in textiles.
Okay.
So she was doing a lot of clothing design and things like that when we first moved here. And then we opened the studio about 11 years ago.
Okay.
And so she's been painting for probably about 16 years.
Okay.
Yeah. So now it's her full-time gig and has been for well over a decade anyways.
And you're like full-time husband of seller in the shop. You always in the shop like
so
this?
I was supposed to be here for like a couple months after I quit my last job.
Yeah.
And then decided that I like standing here talking to people all day long.
You're good at it. We've been enjoying ourselves.
Enjoyed myself. Well, it's cool getting to meet like so many different people who kind of like appreciate the natural environment.
Yeah.
And so... it's just a really cool way to get to know tons and tons and tons of people. And we're like a word of mouth kind of entity.
I had never known of her until I came here. And
yeah.
She's everywhere here.
And so, it's really cool that we've kind of built out. And we've got so many people who come here from all over the place. And so, like, a lot of Americans, a lot of people from Western Canada. And so, like, it all kind of branches out. So now we're kind of, like, creating up and shipping stuff all over the place. And so it's pretty cool.
Where's the furthest you've shipped something or the most interesting, like, unexpected place you've shipped a piece of her art?
So it's tricky. Like, we've done a couple of very large paintings to the Netherlands.
Okay, yeah, that's
funny. But then yeah, like that's probably the most interesting, like gigantic crate down to Naples, Florida.
Hey!
There you go.
Hey, this gets played on Radio St. Pete, so we love
awesome.
To hear that.
Right on. Yeah, so we, in fact.
And
in
you said
fact,
you've been to St. Pete. Are you
yeah,
been to Florida?
Yeah, we've been. So we went down to, so we were down in and around kind of like Tampa and Clearwater and,
yeah.
and whatnot a couple years ago, and it was like super fun. We really, really, really loved it.
What'd you get up to there?
We just like took it easy. We're like sort of like just like a quick beach vacation.
Oh, nice.
And so, actually, and part of that, we also went to a Lightning game.
Nice.
And so got to
nice.
A hockey game. And
Mark and I actually got to a playoffs Lightning game.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, we did.
So it's, it's really fun. There's so much around there and just like, yeah, just natural environment stuff as well in a different
yeah.
way. But my Naples story is that, so I crated up this giant painting and we ship it off and we overbuild our crates because we need things to get there safely.
Yeah.
And so, I know that the painting is getting there on like a Thursday, and on Thursday my phone starts ringing and I'm like, oh crap. Anyways, the guy calls and it's the customer. And he's like, I just want to tell you that I've never seen a painting crated up like this before. He's like, it is so awesome. Thank you so much. And I was like, oh my God, I thought you were calling me to tell me that the whole thing was destroyed or something, right? And so anyways, yeah. So it's like, it's, you know, it's just yeah. part of how we kind of connect with people. So like yeah. my job is like doing all of the stuff that is not painting.
Yeah.
So I get to be involved in the world of art, but not really... without any actual talent. So it's great.
Well, there's talent in all the other things too, I will say.
Well,
and I walked into
like,
this yeah. little shop and I didn't even, I mean, I've seen her paintings around, but I didn't know there were so many other little fun things and ways to represent the art. So
yeah,
it's a very lovely shop to work
on. It's part
on.
Of trying to give people who can't necessarily afford a piece of original art
yeah.
a way to bring a piece of it home with them. And we find that it helps spread the word and build things out, and people buy little gifts and stuff. And so, yeah, it's just part of working and trying to make a living in the art world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Parry Sound.
Yeah.
Well, in the spirit of that, this has been part of the last day in Parry Sound for my partner, Mark, who is going to be surprised when we figure out the one piece that he's going to take away
right
from here. So thank you so much for showing me around. And you heard it here on ABCCU.